Jay writes, and we touched on this the other day. We're back, in case you don't get that. Jay writes, Trapp, Newman, Sims, Bear, White, Jameson, Tyson, Hunter, Dawes. You know, the next year's team could be the most athletic team, if nothing else. And I think it's 100% right. I think next year's team is going to be long and athletic and is going to be able to guard. You know, we'll have to see how the offense develops and the pieces come together because there's going to be a lot of newness. But that's part of the exciting things of basketball. You know, one last thing, and Nashville guy, I'm coming to you. One last thing on the whole Clemson basketball situation right now. If you're a Clemson basketball fan, just out of curiosity, you enjoyed a 25-10 season last year in which you got to the third round of the NCAA tournament and nearly came all the way back against Kansas. Do you think you owe anything to Reed and Mitchell and Thomas, and these guys who came back in terms of supporting them? Just out of curiosity. Nashville guy, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Ball?
How you doing, Nashville guy?
Good, man. I don't know anything about basketball, but I'm a Clemson fan. That means I'm a Brad Brunell fan, that's all I'm going to say about that. I do know about college football, and the start of the show you said about the 150-year anniversary.
Yeah.
I don't have long. I've got an appointment at 4:15, but I don't have long. But I kind of just jotted down on a piece of paper my defensive team, and I was the one that texted in about Hugh Green. But I just wanted to give it to you, and then maybe over the next weeks and months we can debate it. But I think I'm pretty on of it.
I love the Hugh Green pick. I think he'll probably make my first team, and we're gonna debate this probably today. So it won't just be over the next weeks and months. I'm planning on, you know, again, it's gonna be a whole year long celebration, but I'm planning on talking about it like now. So go ahead.
Well, you'll kill ESPN or the four letter network, man. But I'll have my headphones in and listen today. But I just wanted to run down my team on the defensive line. Of course, I had the Minnesota Monster Nagurski. I mean, I could not have him. I had two Nebraska.
Yeah, but where where you want to play Nagurski? You want to play him? I mean, because Nagurski played.
I had him at defensive tackle.
See, Nagurski played like three positions. I probably put him at fullback.
Yeah, I had him at tackle. Defensive side. And the other defensive tackle, I had Richie Glover from Nebraska, yeah. Also, I had Hugh Green and Graham Winston from Nebraska, too.
Well, you're mixing some Huskers in there, aren't we, Nashville guy, are you? Grant Wistrom, I didn't see that one coming. Rich Glover was a great player.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm one of those guys who doesn't sleep at night, and I sit up and watch these games from years ago.
Wistrom was on that 95 team.
Right. Maybe the greatest team of all time, mm-hmm. but we'll talk about it later.
Yep.
But I had a hard time, but of course did, because I had a Tommy Nobis who passed away not too long ago, and the CTE thing. Definitely think he was good. I put Singletary in there as a third guy, but
Nobis was also a two-way player.
Yes, he was. But on cornerbacks, I had Charles Woodson. That's who I want running my kicks back to.
Who is your third linebacker?
Daryl Singletary.
Oh, okay. You mean?
But I'm not sure. I had a hard time picking. But my cornerbacks had Charles Woodson, and I went ahead and put Deion Sanders in there. But I definitely want Woodson running my kicks back.
Okay.
And safety is something I know Ronnie Lott's in there. The other one I have no idea. I guess I put Eric Berry. Didn't have a whole lot of time to look and study it. But that's who I put.
I like,
that's just kind of off the top of my head.
Yeah, I like it. It's that, you know, it's a great job, National Guy. It's a great job. Those are 11 fine names. And it will show you how subjective this is because, you know, I probably don't have a lot of those guys. I think that Buckus is a guy who would be on the all-time defense. I think that one's a given. I think Tommy Nobis is on my list of guys that I'm considering. So that's a possibility. Right. Woodson is a match. I have Woodson. And I would probably have Deion, too, even though Deion's last year was probably his worst year. But I would probably still have him. So actually, we probably are going to match a few guys, three or four guys.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy listening to it, Walt. I got to get off here, enjoy the show.
Thank you,
Nash. Every day I listen. I missed you last couple, but I'm back for the rest of the week. So
that's what we're talking about.
Keep going. Right on. Have a good one, Walt.
Hang in there, National Guy. Thanking him for you and praying for you. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. Yeah, and if you missed it earlier, and I don't think most people are aware of this yet, but next season is the 150th anniversary season in college football. And along those lines, apparently the Four Letter Network at the end of the year is planning on coming out with a all-time NCAA football team. The 150th anniversary dates back to Princeton and Rutgers, November 6th, 1869. Princeton and Rutgers, November 6, 1869. And so, you know, I thought that we might take a look at that. Those are interesting names. I mean, you look at all of history, and there have been so many great players. I mean, you know, it's just such a hard evaluation to look at all of history. And you know, even look at defensive end types. You know, you had guys like Reggie White at Tennessee and Bruce Smith at Virginia Tech and Bubba Smith at Michigan State and, you know, guys of this ilk. And, you know, and there have been so many great linebackers. I mean, and where, yeah, I think you have to be careful about is, I mean, not that anything happens to you if you're wrong, but you know, I think when you're evaluating the greatest players in college football history, I think you have to be careful not to let it leak over into the NFL. Like to say, well, this guy went on to be the greatest pro, so he's the greatest college player. Like I think even Lawrence Taylor falls in that mold. Like, I think Lawrence Taylor is quite arguably the greatest outside linebacker in NFL history. And for me, he's a top 5-10 player, which is something we still need to get back to. But I don't think I'd put him on my all-time college football team. And there are other dilemmas. Like, what do you do with a Barry Sanders? I think it's inarguable that Barry Sanders had the greatest individual season a running back ever had in college football. 1988, he rushed for 2,628 yards, I think, off the top of my head. And it's inarguable that's the greatest season that any college running back has ever had. But is Barry Sanders one of your all-time running backs off the one greatest season? The year before, he played behind Thurman Thomas, and I think he rushed for about 500 or 600 yards. And that's his career. So can he be on the first team all-time team? See, I would say no. I'd say he can't. Despite the fact he had the singular greatest season of any running back in history. And so it becomes a really, really difficult evaluation. And when you start thinking about the running backs alone, the running backs are endless. You know, Tony Dorsett, Earl Campbell, Marcus Allen. I mean, O.J. Simpson, Barry Sanders. And then you go back in the past to some of the great running backs. Red Grange. Jim Thorpe. Jim Thorpe led the Carlisle Indians to the national championship in 1911. The Carlisle Indians. I mean, I'm sorry, that's pretty strong. And you know how many other players there were on that team that were worth a darn none? I mean, he was the greatest one-man gang in history. You know, this is a really good text, Ramona. 419 says, Peter Warwick was incredible in college. Most dangerous player I ever saw. Fizzled in the NFL. You know, that's a great text. That is a great text. That's exactly what we're talking about. Warwick at the pro level really just didn't do much. But at the collegiate level, he's one of the most feared players that ever took a college football field. I mean, Warwick was unbelievable at Florida State and absolutely is worthy of consideration. Right. Here's a good example, the counter way. Tom Brady, GOAT in NFL history, not a guy you'd consider one of the greatest college players ever. Exactly. A guy who had to compete for his own job. It was like a constant weekly deal as to whether Brady was even going to start. So, yeah, that's 100% right. And that's, again, that's why it's so difficult. It's so exceedingly difficult to come up with 22 guys all time. In, you know, look, in a way, you have to take into consideration what their athletic ability potential was as to how great they really could have been. And, you know, and there's the dilemma with a Tebow guy. Tebow looks like one of the great college quarterbacks who ever lived. Was he? Or did he have physical limitations that really wouldn't have, that really wouldn't allow you to say that? You know, like in basketball, like a Christian Laettner. There are people who consider Laettner one of the five best players of all time collegially. Is he because of what he and his team accomplished? Or is he not because he really just wasn't that good? So how can you say, you know, how can you put him with guys like Larry Bird and when he wasn't remotely in that class of player? See, I think sometimes time and place plays a role. You know, like I think Tebow was the right guy for that team at that time, but none of his particular skills translated over. So when you look at all of history, can you say, well, there's a guy who could be the greatest college quarterback of all time. I think in a way, yes. In a way, no. I think he's a lot like Laettner in basketball. Very similar to Laettner. Yes, he had a great college career. But do you really want to say he's one of the five best? I'm not sure I do. I'm not sure I do. I think if you took other quarterbacks and you put them in what Florida was doing at that time, that they would have done more. But you can't argue with what he did statistically. I mean, the guy put up enormous numbers. He was a touchdown machine. He was too physical at the position for a lot of college players. Marino's another good example of a guy who in college, you know, Marino had came with all the praise, but really collegially, he was just not great. And then he went to the pros and he was spectacular. He had the talent was there collegiately, but he was just way too inconsistent. Let me get James in here quickly. James, how are you?
Hey, well, I want to ask you a question. Me and some guys, I'm a Carolina fan, so I've been arguing with some Clemson fans. I was telling some of the guys, I said, now, I know you're going to tell me straight up. I was saying South Carolina had a harder schedule than Clemson. They said, no, they don't. I mean, they just argued with me. I said, South Carolina did have a harder schedule than Clemson. Now, I said, I think South Carolina wouldn't have won all their games, but I think if they had Clemson's schedule, they would have won more games than they played it, you know. But they said they wouldn't have. So I'm going to ask you, what did you think? You know, it's just been, you know, argument. You know, we've just been going back and forth with this. But I said, if Carolina had Clemson's schedule, they would have won more games. They said they wouldn't have. So I said, I'm going to ask Walt.
Well, you know, James, I don't know. I'm sort of like past this season in terms of how I'm thinking about things. I thought you were actually talking about next year at first, but
well, I mean, I like to chime in on that too. Do you think they have a shot? Yeah.
Well, next year's schedule is brutal. I mean, your schedule next season is about as difficult as I've seen. In terms of this year, James, you know, look, here's the thing, and I like it. I'm not trying to be nasty.
Oh, yeah,
anything,
yeah.
But I mean,
when
you lose to Virginia 28-0, it's hard to sort of sit there and say, well, you know, we would have been better with your schedule.
Okay.
You know,
I wouldn't even went to that bowl game myself. To me, they looked horrible. They looked, didn't even have a heart for that game. You know,
it was a disappointing performance. Maybe part of that was the after effect of having your best player skip the game. I mean, I don't know, but other people, you know, survived similar things. And quite honestly, I think Virginia improved all year. I think they were, remember, Virginia got their brains beat in last year in their bowl game. They lost to, was it Navy? You beat them like 1-0. And I think, they were pretty revenge minded and they're a pretty good football team. And one of the things, you know, a lot of this is matchups. And one of the things that happened in that game is I thought all year Virginia had one of the top five secondaries in the country with Thornhill and that whole bunch. And if you had Debo Samuel, then you could have spread those guys out more. But when you lose Debo Samuel, then Edwards becomes wide receiver one and Shai Smith becomes wide receiver two, and there really isn't a wide receiver three. Well, suddenly that Virginia secondary, which was so good, you didn't match up well with them without Debo.
So how you think we looking this year? Who we can beat? Who can the Carolina Gamecocks beat this year?
well, look, listen. I actually think you're going to be at least as good and probably better. I mean, I think you're going to be. I think you'll be an improved team. The question is, will it show in the results? You know, because the schedule is just. The schedule's impossible. So, you know, much like, you know, I'm sort of advising Clemson basketball fans to be patient with this early ACC schedule. I think South Carolina football fans are going to have to be a little bit patient next year with that schedule.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. I said Walt going to shoot it from there. I appreciate
it. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Absolute Waste Management specializes in waste removal services for bulky, unwanted items like old furniture, appliances, construction, debris, and more. Also offering clean-out services for evictions, rental properties, estate liquidations, and foreclosures. Call or text 864-266-7131 for your free, no-obligation quote today. Don't wait. Make the call. Schedule an appointment and say bye to the junk. 864-266-7131 or online at AbsoluteWasteMGMT.com.
Engineered Sleep is setting the bar high when it comes to President's Day. They're running a massive sale that begins on February 11th and goes until February 18th. You have one full week to take advantage of huge savings on Engineered Sleep's most popular mattresses, adjustable beds, and pillows. If it's time for you to get a new mattress, then mark your calendars and go support your local mattress manufacturer. Engineered Sleep Showroom and Factory, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks. Any condition. LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle. We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV. We handle the paperwork and you get paid. It's that easy. Call today. 1-800-962-2277. That's 1-800-962-2277. Not running? LKQ Pick Your Part will have your vehicle towed for you. Log on to our website for a free quote or call 1-800-962-2277 today and get paid.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint Unlimited and enjoy a great wireless plan at an amazing price. For a limited time, make the switch to Sprint and get your third, fourth, and fifth lines free. That means five lines of Unlimited for just $20 per month per line. That's a savings of more than $1,000 your first year over Verizon and AT&T. Hurry to a Sprint store, visit Sprint.com/unlimited, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Make the switch to Sprint today and get your third, fourth, and fifth lines free. That's five lines of Unlimited for just $20 per month per line from Sprint, a network built for Unlimited. This is a limited time offer, so act now.
After 1/31/2020, pay $32 per month per line for five lines of Unlimited Basic with AutoPay. Savings compared to Verizon Go Unlimited and AT&T Unlimited and more for five lines. Features differ. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, you're lucky to be so popular.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Mama told me when I was young, sit beside me,
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. I'm getting right to your phones in 1 second. It's Looper and Alex. Alex wants to talk about the all-time team. Alex is also on my Twitter feed, and he forwarded me this. Caesars has already come out with odds to win next season's college football playoff. Odds available on every single FBS team at Caesars. And the favorite to win the national championship next year? Clemson 2-1, Alabama next at 5-2, Georgia 6-1, Ohio State and Texas 16-1, Michigan and Oklahoma 20-1. Apparently not as much love for Jalen Hurts at Vegas. You might be tempted to put a peso or two on Oklahoma if you really believe that the quarterback's going to be Spencer Rattler. As I do eventually. Florida 25-1. I'm sorry, in football? Okay. LSU and A&M 30-1. Florida 25-1. Huh? What? LSU and A&M 30-1. Texas obviously off of the win over Georgia, getting a little love. Maybe a couple paces on OU at 20-1. Clemson, obviously. We'll see what happens with Alabama, how that whole dynamic between Nick Saban and Tua Tagovailoa and what they want to be when they grow up actually works out. Let me get to the phones. Looper, what's going on, Looper?
Okay, I got a pizza here.
Oh, yeah, take your time. It's not like we're live on air.
Well, let's see what Possum Paul down there in the Henry Swamp got to say about that last night's victory. Possum Paul.
Possum Paul.
He says, I give money to this day, and I only go out one game here, a year. I mean, see, that's them people that give that money. Oh, we go to one game. He's sitting there mouth-mouthing Brownell. We got a coach down there. Don't worry about it, Paul, Possum Paul. So, I think you're a hitting Game Doc fan there somewhere. Go down there and get Martin. He said he wanted old Martin, old eyeballer. I wouldn't want my eyeballer. Uh-huh. His eyes are dilated all the time. But that was a good victory.
That was a great victory.
Yeah, and then we got Wake Forest. I think, like you said, we're gonna put got like, I think 11 games left. We win 9 of them 11, maybe 10. We'll be in fine shape.
Yeah, there's a ton of basketball to be played, and the schedule now breaks favorably. Where the first part of the schedule was just basically was unfair. I mean,
that's Swofford up there. That's Swofford, man. He can't stand it because he's from that Tar Heel. But, you know, he was up there when they were letting all them people take African-American, I don't know what kind of classes they were taking. Well, they really wasn't taking none. They were just putting something down on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
You know, just letting them graduate for 36 years. But then that's pretty much it. And our coach for the women, I think they're going to take Notre Dame down. We'll take it up there.
Thank you, Looper. I don't know about that. We'll see how that goes. I mean, I think the turnaround that Amanda Butler has engineered at Clemson is one of the most remarkable turnarounds I've ever seen. I mean, I just can't believe it's the same team. I mean, I mean this team was getting their A handed to them on a platter all year last year. It just was endless. I mean, it was just insufferable. And to think that this is the same bunch that's now competing with nationally ranked teams, even on the road, is hard to believe. However, Notre Dame is one major step up from South Carolina or from NC State. And we'll see. That may be too much to ask at this point. Alex, welcome back, Alex.
Hey, Walt, how's it going?
Good to have you.
I was just wanting to call in and talk about the all-time greats. For me, I was sitting here thinking, and I got about three players or so I want to talk about. But for me, at the quarterback position, I was just thinking about Vince Young, because for me, what he did at Texas was unparalleled. He pretty much could run and pass.
Yep.
He put that team on his back.
Yeah.
When they need no stage was too big for him. Anytime they needed a player, needed something done, he just went out and got it done. And I mean, for me, he was remarkable at the quarterback position. So
yeah, I think that the 2005-2006 season and the Rose Bowl win, excuse me, over USC, who was considered to be again, one of the at that time they were being called the greatest team of all time. They were supposed to be unstoppable. They had all this endless talent, and Texas really didn't. Texas, I don't want to say Texas was a one-man gang. They were a good football team, but they didn't really belong on the field with USC. The only guy who made them belong on the field with USC was Vince Young, and Young was just incredible all that season, led them to the unbeaten year, and then engineered the upset of USC in the Rose Bowl game, and in that game put up whatever it was, 475 yards of offense, and obviously the game winning run with 20 seconds left on a 4th and 6, I want to say, and you can't. That is clearly one of the greatest seasons a college quarterback has ever had. And I think Vince Young would be a guy you have to consider as a candidate for the all-time quarterback.
Yeah, and then I also wanted to talk about Luke Kuechly at middle linebacker.
Yep.
I think was pretty good, which is hard for me to say considering I'm a Buckeyes fan. And we had a lot of great middle linebackers.
You did.
The way Luke Kuechly covers the field from sideline to sideline, plugged the holes, man. He was just a warrior. So
yep.
I had to put him at linebacker. Offensive lineman, man. I haven't seen a better offensive lineman in all my years watching football, and I'm 40 years old, than Orlando Pace, man. He did it in the collegiate level and in the NFL. The way he can pancake people. And nobody could get around him, through him, or nothing. I mean, he basically made that Ohio State team who they were.
Yeah.
And Eddie George and those guys running behind them, they didn't have no, I mean, it was versus, they just could run through, they could drive a truck through those holes. So
yeah, you're 100% right. And I think Pace was another of these guys who started his first game as a true freshman, which is really unbelievable. At a place like that. I like that. I like that call, Alex. Those are all great names.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Yep. I Hope to talk to you soon again.
Absolutely. Well done, Alex. And so those are two different Alexes, I think. I think the Alex who sent me that on Twitter is a different Alex than this Alex, which is good. We have multiple intelligent Alexes. That's well done. Yeah, look, those are some of the names. I mean, I have all those names on my list, and they're all legitimate. Texas says, funny how, this is Badger Mike, funny how often those greatest teams of all time get beaten in the biggest games. Always to me. I'm telling you, Mike, I've said this and people have heard me say this on air. I said it about Alabama all year. Did I not, Ramona, on the show all year?
All year.
I said every time I hear about one of these teams that's the greatest of all time that can't lose, invariably they lose every single time. Robert, I'm coming to you in a second. This is interesting. And somebody forwarded me this on Twitter. Kevin, I think, forwarded me this. Josh Jacobs, the star Alabama running back who wasn't heavily used against Clemson for some reason, said that he thinks that Alabama was mentally fatigued heading into the game. He cited a lack of energy in the locker room prior to the game, as well as the team being mentally fatigued, as factors in the loss to the Tigers. And in parentheses, this article, this NBC Sports says, even as it was a 14-13 game after the first quarter, but that's neither here nor there. So in other words, they're taking a little shot saying, well, if you were mentally fatigued, why didn't you show up in the first quarter? He said, honestly, I know it might sound cliche. Damn, I didn't think any of those Alabama players knew the word cliche. Honestly, I know it might sound cliche, but before the game, you could feel it was going to be a rough one, Jacob said. That feeling in the locker room. Not only young players trying to feel the vibe of big games. Yeah, man, you're all worried about your secondary. You should have been. Told you that all year. Being able to play so long after a certain amount of time, it kind of wears on you, especially when you play great teams week in and week out. Oh, here it is. Here it is. The great teams week in, week out. And you get everybody's best shot. It kind of wears on you. Oh, you're playing. Oh, it's the great team. Teams week in, week out. Love it, love it, love it. Except that the whole league got exposed. Except that the whole league got exposed in the bowl season. So you really weren't playing great teams week in, week out. Sorry, but that's what that's the new excuse. It's fatigue. Alabama was suffering from fatigue before the game.
And that's what it was. That's what it was.
Oh, man. You want to get in 654-7627. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for getting in. Appreciate it, Robert.
I'm going to ask you two probably stupid questions, which you already commented on. One, this Gronkowski thing, this idiot, he don't know what he's saying about the statement he made, and he was making a big deal out of that. And I didn't catch what you thought about it or even know what it was about. And one other quick question, on the four-letter network, I just happened to flip the channel. They said that 75% of the African Americans on Clemson football team didn't go to the White House. And I just want to hear you comment on that, whether you think, is that true?
Yeah, Robert, let me go back for 1 second before, because I'm not quite sure I caught the first part. What was the Gronkowski?
I seen on the smartphone, he made some kind of statement to a woman reporter, and it was sort of like, I don't know, it was like a sexual type thing, and they was really criticizing him for that. Maybe you can find out. And it's stupid in the first place, but if you hear anything about that, maybe you can comment on it. It's probably ridiculous.
All right, Robert, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, appreciate it. I don't know anything about that. I have not seen that or heard that, so I'll have to check on that. In relation to the 75% of the black players didn't attend, look, that's their prerogative. I mean, I personally, if I'm speaking to a group of players, I would always recommend that they attend that type of situation. You get offered to the White House. Now, it may get to be old hat for this team, but for most, it's just a remarkable opportunity regarding this country's history. And I realize this country's history is not the same for everybody. I still think that it's just a great opportunity. And if those numbers are true, I think that's a little bit disappointing. But again, that's the individual's prerogative, and nobody pressured them in any way to make any decision. That is not going to be Coach Sweeney's way. Now, again, me personally, I would have advised them to go. Advising somebody to go that you don't want to miss this, that's far from pressuring. Those are two totally different things. And it's easy for people to turn and twist those type of things. But I think it's fundamentally a non-story. I mean, hey, listen, we live in a world right now. We have always been a divided world politically, but we are as divided as we have ever been, And people fall on both sides of that argument. And for some, that feeling is so strong. And again, also understanding that there are differences in how different groups of peoples view history, view the fairness of history, view history itself. It's up to the individual. Walt Diptula Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want an incredible dinner. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double-fried chicken wings, open every day. Happy hour Monday, Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs. Or, as Dexter 940 will always tell us, the chili cheese fries, which he says are a must. I've still not tried them. Carson's is also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. Carson's will handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400. You know, one thing. You know, it's interesting, Ramona. People, advertisers, people love to engage in football season, and with good reason. Everyone is geeked up and jacked up. Do you know the same people listen every single day to this station year round? You know, the truth about advertising is that this is probably the best time to advertise, because you get your message is a little cleaner at this time of year, a little bit cleaner. So some of you people might want to consider that. It's to your advantage, just across the board, to advertise on WCCP every day of the year. Walt Diptula Road Rage, quick break.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Made from scratch food goes perfectly with ice cold beer. And at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Plus savory shareables like the new loaded tots, topped with a sunny side up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is a featured rotating tap served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-size mug. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com, in Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Hurry into Bojangles for your choice of a four-piece chicken supreme snack or a two-piece chicken dinner for just $3.99 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Is this a practical joke?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We're at WCCP 105.5. Where, you know, when I heard Roger Goodell today, you know, he was responding to the issue of still the New Orleans game, and you know, and he was the question was the line of questioning was about, you know, why didn't the NFL come out right away? You know, this guy always sounds like such a frigging weenie. I mean, he's just a weasel. he sounds that way all the time. No, he the first thing he says in response to that is, well, we did come out right away. We told New Orleans, and then, you know, and then New Orleans issued. No, that wasn't the question, Roger. The question wasn't who else did you tell. The question was, why didn't the National Football League, i.e. you, since you're the face of the league, why didn't you come out and say something? That's the question. Why didn't you come out publicly and say something? You have so much to say about so many other issues. And I think that was that's a legitimate question that Roger Goodell did not want to engage or answer. By the way, there are already prop bets out. We'll probably be talking about the prop bets as well. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. Let me get to Lyle. Lyle, I appreciate you getting in. What's going on? How are you?
Hey, Walt, this is Lyle. You've talked to me in the past. You know, I like to think outside the box. I had two players I wanted to mention. I'm not going to say they'd be the greatest, but they were certainly excellent players. And I'm thinking outside the box because they were division 1A, I think it was, at the time.
Okay.
A quarterback I thought was one of the best I'd ever seen, at least as far as reading defenses, was Bobby Lamb of Furman.
Oh, that's true.
I watched that Georgia Southern game when they played for the championship, and I'm telling you what's true. He could read at that time, he could read a defense like nobody.
That's true.
And the other player I want to mention was the linebacker on Furman's national team. I can't think of his name, but they beat Southern 14-7. I mean, that linebacker that played for Furman, he was awesome. I wish I could remember his name, but I can't.
What year was that?
87.
I'm drawing a blank.
I am too, and I should know, but I'm drawing a blank because I watched the game. But Lamb was one of the best quarterbacks at that level as far as reading defense of anybody I had ever seen at that time. And I think we tend to overlook quarterbacks at that level, but Lamb was an excellent quarterback.
Yeah, no question about it. And obviously went on to experience all sorts of success beyond that.
Yep. Another thing I wanted to talk about, I care less about football now that Clemson has won, and that's Major League Baseball. And it's on the salaries. You know, in the past, people said, well, no player is worth this and no player is worth that. My attitude has always been a player is worth whatever an owner is willing to play them. And if they want to pay these inflated salaries, then that's on the owner. It's not on the player. I don't blame the player for taking it. But now I think suddenly the owners have wised up because you're seeing some of these big stars no longer getting these big contracts.
Yeah, you know that's an interesting point, Lyle. And obviously there are a couple big guys out there right now that we're still waiting to see what's going to happen with Bryce Harper and Machado. And, you know, I'm not sure. I don't know whether they've wised up or if they're just leery of these two cats. I mean, you know what I mean? Because I'd be a little leery of these two guys. I mean, to me, both these guys, we saw Machado's behavior in the playoffs last year. And I mean, he's a strange guy. And I don't know really what he did for the Dodgers. Meanwhile, Bryce Harper is one of the strangest players that I've ever seen. Because he'll have one year where he looks like an MVP Hall of Famer. And the next year, he looks like a guy, and there's just too many of those back and forth kind of years with Bryce Harper. He just does not have the consistency you would expect from a great player. So I don't know if that's part of it.
Well, you got to wonder too, if part of it's the fact that as great as he's been when he is great, the Nationals haven't couldn't get out of the opening round of the playoffs.
No, that's true. Was the linebacker you were thinking of? Was the linebacker you were thinking of Blankenship?
I believe it was.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, it's been so long. I mean, you're talking about 1987. Yeah, I watched the game live, but I'm not as young as I used to be, so I don't remember stuff. You know, but I do remember Lamb, and I remember what, and I tell you what, that Georgia Southern team that beat Furman, they had a great quarterback, too, and I can't think of his name. But he was a great quarterback, and that game was won in the last few minutes by Georgia Southern. It went back and forth the whole game.
Yeah. Yep.
It's one of the greatest championship games you would want to see. The only one I think of be greater would be Clemson when they won last second against Alabama.
Yep, absolutely.
But
the USC Texas game, I think.
USC Texas game. I was on my way home from Memphis. I was on my way to Memphis whenever that game was on. I didn't get to watch it, but I listened to it on the radio coming home. I had to go for some postal service training and didn't get to watch it. But I was on my way home when that game was on, and I remember that game. I couldn't believe that he scored with those last few seconds left in the game. But that Young was just a phenomenal quarterback at the college level.
Yeah, he was.
He really was.
He was absolutely incredible. And I still almost wonder about him today because I thought he would do better at the pro level. And maybe the way the game has changed now, maybe if he came in at this time, maybe he would have. But he had some sort of, demons off field. It wasn't drugs or alcohol, but he had problems. I think he was dealing with from a psychological standpoint, and I still wonder even to this day because one year he had like a 95 quarterback rating, and it looked like he was really starting to come on and that he might get it, but it just never happened to it.
Well, you're mentioning that brings up an interesting question. Maybe you could look into this and everything, and that is. A quarterback, Say Young, how much of it is the quarterback and how much of it may be the coaching he receives? Maybe he's not getting the coaching or the quarterback is not getting the coaching. You're talking about quarterback whispers.
Well, that's a really good point, especially considering who the coach was. Because the same coach took down Jared Goff You know, so.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a really good point. Thank you, Lyle. I appreciate it.
But that is something you might ought to invest in, talk about sometime is the system and whether a quarterback's in a good system, whether he's got a good coach, how that may have been affecting a quarterback as far as how their efficiency.
Yep, absolutely.
I know you've mentioned it, but maybe go into it in some depth.
Good job, Lyle. Excellent. Thank you. You know, and he's right. And, of course, that – you know, this is something we've touched on frequently, but maybe as Lyle said, maybe we haven't covered it in great depth, but the, you know, this issue of where a guy goes, you know, does he, and I think it's still vital today. I think it's going to be vital for Kyler Murray. You know, it was certainly vital for Jared Goff. I mean, again, think about the absurdity of this. This is how we judge guys now. Jared Goff comes into the league for a year. He's under this dinosaur, Jeff Fisher, who basically hates young quarterbacks and is incompetent and has no idea how to help the young quarterback progress or to make him better. And quite frankly, demonstrates no desire to do so. I mean, that's the absurd level that Jeff Fisher was at. And then, you know, he gets booted and he gets replaced by a young guy with innovative ideas who surrounds his quarterback with the right type of players and plays up to his strengths. And now that same young quarterback, Jared Goff, is going to the Super Bowl. And so, yeah, I mean, it makes all the difference. It's absolutely vital. Ramona Matt on Twitter writes, not only is Deptula's Rage famous for sports knowledge, but he has world-famous hot dogs, too. He has found a sign that says Walt's world-famous hot dogs. That's right. That's my other business.
You got hot dogs, too, there?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, you get them any way you want. You get them any way you want over at Walt's. Yep. Come on by. Dirty Harry Lee writes, he believes it was Jeff Blankenship, Planet Furman. Yeah, I think it was. I sort of figured that out, but thank you. Thank you, Lee. I think you are right. I think he was talking about Blankenship. You want in 654-7627, 654-7627. You know, in thinking about the greatest players, that the greatest college players ever played, in consideration of this 150th anniversary and trying to put them together, I just started writing names down. And so I have all sorts of names down. I know who some of my guys would be. Like, I know that one of my defensive tackles is Leroy Selman. I think Leroy Selman is the greatest defensive tackle to ever play college football for Oklahoma. Led Oklahoma to national championships in 74 and 75, I want to say. And he would be one of my defensive tackles. Dick Butkus would absolutely be one of my linebackers. I think that I think Hugh Green would be DN, outside linebacker. He would be one of those guys that I would have to put on the team. I would have Charles Woodson on the team. In 97, he won the Heisman Trophy. He's the only defensive player to do so. And now he did it in part because they tinkered with him on offense. But Woodson's one of the greatest college players I've ever seen. I think Deion Sanders would have to be on that list. I think the safeties are more problematic. I think Ronnie Lott was the greatest pro safety who ever lived. Was he the greatest college safety who ever lived? I think that's harder to determine. You know, and you get to a point where some of these guys, you can't lose either way. But I think Ed Reed had a more dominant college career than did Ronnie Lott. So for one of my safeties, I would certainly go Ed Reed. He would make my list. And you have to think about all the old-time players who played. I mean, you know, Tommy Nobis, who was a star for Texas, was a two-way player who played linebacker and center. Nobis was a guy who... And obviously deceased, and we find out he had from Boston University recently. Now he's the latest example of a guy who experienced the damage of CTE and was a stage 4 case, according to Boston University. Now, again, we don't know that that's all attributable to football. As another linebacker, I think you have to consider Derek Thomas. I mean, I think you have to consider Derek Thomas. He had 52 sacks at Alabama. He would certainly be somebody that I would look at. Texas says, as someone who grew up in Orlando and a Buccaneers fan, I'm stunned to find someone that we could agree with Leroy Salmon. Yeah, look, Leroy Salmon is not only the greatest interior college defensive lineman who ever lived, he's one of the greatest NFL defensive linemen who ever lived. He just had the misfortune of playing for Tampa Bay at a time that Tampa Bay was the worst in history. I mean, they were remarkably bad. I mean, John McKay, who was the coach of that team at that time, used to tell jokes. You know, that's what he did. You know, John McKay was asked one time, Ramona, after a game, he said, how did this go? He said, how do you feel about your team's execution today? And he said, I'm in favor of it.
Every one of them?
Right. He said, I'm in favor of it. We'll take a quick break. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5 The Roar.
Bella Mushroom Clemson is all in for the big game on February 3rd, and we invite you to join us for the ultimate inning to a fantastic year of...